The entire month of March is dedicated to Saint Joseph, and especially today, March 19th, the feast day of Saint Joseph. Our first prayer today would be that not only should we have a very strong devotion to Saint Joseph, but we should have a relationship with Saint Joseph. Just as we have a relationship with our Lord, who is our Savior, our brother, our Redeemer, our God, so we have a relationship with our Blessed Mother, our spiritual mother. We should have a relationship with Saint Joseph, our spiritual father, to realize that he was the world's greatest father. And so since Christ lives within us, spiritually, through baptism, through grace, Saint Joseph is our foster father, our spiritual father in the faith. He was the virginal spouse of our Blessed Mother and the foster father of the Son of God. Of all mankind, God chose Saint Joseph to be the foster father of his only Son. So if he's good enough for God the Father, he's good enough for us. Imagine he's chosen by God to be the one that would protect our Blessed Mother, to be the first teacher of Christ, to be his foster father. We know in Scripture he's called the just man, which means he was a man of holiness, virtue, integrity, and righteousness. Next to Our Lady, considered the greatest saint. He has powerful intercession. St. Teresa of Avila said that if you ever needed anything, go to Joseph. Those words in the Old Testament that applied to the patriarch Joseph, we now apply to St. Joseph. Go to Joseph in time of need. Teresa of Avila said that she never went to St. Joseph without her prayers being answered in accordance with the will of God. He was known for his obedience to God's will. Once he knew it was God's will to take Mary into his home, he did this immediately. When he had to go to Egypt, he went there obediently to fulfill the will of God. He was known for his silence. There's no recorded words of Saint Joseph in Scripture, and that in and of itself is a message from God. The holiness of Joseph, his deep prayer life, his interior life. Because so many sins are committed through lack of silence. Sins of speech, using God's name in vain, lying, gossiping. See, these things are sins against speech. So we should pray to Saint Joseph to always have that great love of silence in this deep life of prayer, the interior life. Saint Joseph is the example for all husbands and fathers. He's the one who protected the Christ child during times of difficulty when they had to flee from King Herod to flee into Egypt. He was the head of the Holy Family, the protector of the Holy Family. Saint Joseph is also the patron saint of all husbands and fathers, the patron saint for those looking for jobs, patron saint for those trying to sell their house, patron saint of the Holy Mother Church, the universal protector and patron of the Catholic Church. Also the patron saint of the dying, because Saint Joseph is the patron saint of a happy death. He died in the arms of Jesus and Mary. And that would be the prayer for each one of us, to die a holy death in the arms of Jesus and Mary. So he is a provider, a protector, a guardian, and the patron saint of family life. When we look at the litany of Saint Joseph, we see that he is the renowned offspring of King David. And that's why the Lord was born of the house of David. Joseph was the fulfillment of this prophecy. He is the light of patriarchs. His two greatest titles are spouse of the Mother of God and foster father of the Son of God. He's been called the chaste guardian of the Virgin, the diligent protector of Christ, the head of the Holy Family. Even though his foster son was a son of God and his wife was far holier than he was, because she was the Immaculate Conception, he was still the head of the Holy Family. That's the role of fathers, the spiritual leader of the home. He has been called Joseph, most chaste, most just, most prudent, most strong, most obedient, most faithful. He is the mirror of patience, the lover of poverty, the pillar of families, the guardian of virgins, the solace of the wretched, the hope of the sick, the patron of the dying, the terror of demons, and protector of Holy Mother Church. On today's feast day, I encourage you to go over and visit our shrine of St. Joseph, the beautiful statue, light a candle in honor of St. Joseph, pray for your special intentions, whether it be trying to find a job or praying for your husband or whatever difficulties you have, go to Joseph. And you'll see Joseph holding the Christ child, wanting to show us Jesus, drawing our attention to Our Lady and to Christ. He's also always shown holding a lily, which is the beautiful symbol of purity, the holiness of St. Joseph. The fleur-de-lis at the top of the church, not only does that flower represent the Trinity with the three leaves of the lily, but also represents our Blessed Mother. It's our crowning jewel, the purity of Our Lady, but also St. Joseph. So it really is a threefold symbol of the Trinity, of Our Lady, and of St. Joseph. So our whole parish is dedicated to the Holy Trinity under the protection of our Blessed Mother and St. Joseph. And so we pray today, St. Joseph, protector of the Holy Church, pray for us.